the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Lakeshore should enjoy a nice day today. Maybe a raindrop or two tomorrow, but the weekend looks promising. A look at Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. Both the Holland City Council and the Holland BPW Board rejected a proposed 30-year franchise agreement by Laketown Township to maintain electrical service there. The deal would have requested a negotiated settlement in lieu of taxes if the BPW built any power-generating facilities in the township during the length of the agreement. That's a clause not in any pact the utility has with other municipalities, according to BPW General Manager Dave Koster.
We agree with the fair and equal treatment provision. We know that the township, through its open letter to the constituents of the township, indicated that they would like to see an equitable franchise. We agree with that. Equitable among all the townships, and fair treatment and equal treatment among how we treat all of our customers. And I think that that's what we proposed.
The BPW board is expected to move to terminate service to the township, but after hearing from some of the about 700 BPW residential customers in the far northwest corner of that municipality, board member Phil Miller successfully convinced his colleagues to wait until Monday's scheduled meeting to take that step.
It's their plea that we do anything we can to enable them and Laketown Township as much time as possible to perhaps come to a resolution that would perhaps give us the ordinance that we require.
The majority of Laketown Township is serviced by Consumers Energy. Lakeshore teens have a chance to strut their wooden shoes for something other than tulip time, as a casting call for a Pure Michigan TV ad is coming.
The Holland Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, along with Travel Michigan, is looking for a dozen Dutch dancers. Executive Director Sally Lukaitis says that getting it right is important.
There are six different couples in a group, and we have to make sure that we have matching couples. I sent the production people all of the costumes, what they look like, so that we don't get five Urk costumes and one Volendam. We want a mix of costumes.
To be considered, Dutch dancers are asked to send their name, age, full-figure self-portrait, which couple they are, whether they are the boy or the girl, the type of costume, be available on August 13th and 14th, and the best way to be contacted. The information needs to be sent to Holland at holland.org by 5 p.m. today. Dancers will be notified by August 10th. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
Results from an autopsy released today indicated that one-time Grand Valley State quarterback Colin Finnerty had died from pneumonia. The 30-year-old Brighton native went missing on May 26 while on a fishing trip with family members near Baldwin. His body was found in a forest area 2 days later. Examiners also concluded that the pneumonia was complicated by painkillers and a degenerative brain disease. Less than a year before it opens, the logistics on dealing with the expected increase in prisoners at the Allegan County Jail when it moves from its current Hubbard Street location to its new facility on River Street was discussed by the county board during this morning's work study session. A retained corrections planning consultant issued a report after holding a brainstorming session with several county officials. Members of the county board are expected to join Juke Van Oss on WHTC's Talk of the Town program for their monthly visit tomorrow morning. The city of South Haven and the estate of an Illinois man who drowned off of South Beach in 2009 have settled a civil lawsuit. Martin Jordan was trying to save his children from the undertow when he succumbed, and his family will receive $400,000. City Manager Brian DeSette has implemented a warning system with green flags designating safe conditions and red flags when it's unsafe at both North Beach and South Beach.
The flags have worked generally quite well this season. We did have some initial problems on the first week of implementation where we had multiple rescues.
They are checked several times daily to make sure that they're still up and are accurately reflecting conditions. Authorities also plan to install emergency call boxes on each side of the Black River Channel as a result of this litigation. There will be some changes to deer hunting rules in Michigan this year.
Ashley Auden-Reith with the State Department of Natural Resources says there are new antler point rules in the 12 counties in the northern parts of the Lower Peninsula. She tells us that now any buck you shoot should have at least three antlers at least 1 inch in length. If you shoot a second buck, it must have at least 4 points. Auden-Reith says the rules are in response to shifts in harvest data.
The UP, we did see some adjustments in quotas, largely due to the prolonged winter that was experienced this past year up there. there, so there will be a decrease in the number of antlerless permits up there. Conversely, in the northern lower, there will be an increase in antlerless permits. We've seen a steady increase in the population numbers over the last 4 years.
You can find out all you need to know about deer hunting regulations at michigan.gov/deer. Andrew Green reporting.
Saber rattling coming out of Moscow and Washington smacks of the Cold War. So says U.S. House Representative Bill Heisinger, who isn't surprised by the granting of temporary political asylum by Russia of American whistleblower Edward Snowden.
Vladimir Putin has been, over the years, a very prickly person to work with. This is a nation, a country that had been severely damaged in their own psyche about who they are. And he, I think, as a response to that, is trying to be tough.
The Zealand Republican questions whether the White House's refusal to meet with Putin directly on this and other issues is a right move.
Anytime they can cause wrinkles in our own political or policy world here, for example, with Snowden, they're going to take the advantage to do that. And we need to be dealing with them. I'm not sure that canceling the conversation is exactly the right thing. It might not have been so bad to have a face-to-face to let Putin know that what they're doing is unacceptable.
Heisinger was a top lieutenant in Pete Hoekstra's office for a time when the Holland congressman had been on the House Intelligence Committee, so he gained some insight then into American foreign policy. The Tigers go for a four-game series sweep in Cleveland this evening after last night's 14-inning 6-4 victory over the Indians extended Detroit's winning streak to 11 straight games. Manager Jim Leland says that his team can't dwell on the surge that has lifted the Bengals to 6 games up on the Tribe in the AL Central race.
We're going to have another tough game here, and then we move on to New York and Chicago, and then we go home, you know, to Kansas City, and those, you know, this is just Major League Baseball.
Max Scherzer gets the start for the Tigers, looking to improve upon his 16-1 record. You can catch all of the action with Dan Dickerson and Jim Price from Progressive Field on 1450 WHDC, beginning at 6:40 p.m. It's the rubber game of the series at Citizens Bank Park in about an hour between the Cubs and the Phillies in Philadelphia. Chicago is coming off a 5-2 victory last night in which Donnie Murphy had a three-run homer in the ninth inning to snap a 2-all tie and had 2 homers and 4 RBI on the evening.
I think we're all aware that, you know, we have 45, 50 games left, and plenty of things can happen in that amount of time in this game. So hopefully we'll just keep this up and stay consistent from here on out.
The Cubs travel to St. Louis to face the Cardinals at Busch Stadium tomorrow evening. The White Sox are taking today off, basking in the glow of a 3-game sweep of the New York Yankees that conclude with last night's 12-inning 6-5 victory. Paul Konerko and Chicago go back to work tomorrow with a day-night doubleheader versus visiting Minnesota at U.S. Cellular Field.
There's a lot of stuff going on besides the game the last 3 days, and you know that kind of took our minds off of maybe the 10-game losing streak and just the way it's been going. So somehow we need to kind of recreate that come Friday.
Meanwhile, the Yankees return with their tails between their legs back to the Bronx Zoo to welcome the Tigers tomorrow night in New York. The Whitecaps look to bounce back from last night's 9-3 loss in Lansing when West Michigan faces the Lugnuts again this evening at Cooley Law School Stadium. The countdown to a new Michigan Intercollegiate Athletic Association football campaign is underway with today's release of the league's preseason poll. Adrian, 9-2 overall, 6-2 in the MIAA, was tabbed to repeat as conference champions, while Hope, Albion, and Trine were put in a 3-way tie for second. Dean Krebs' Dutchman garnered 2 of the 7 first-place votes.
We've had a very good offseason. We have great kids at Hope that are fun to coach. I started my 28th year at Hope last week and can honestly say that I've never been more excited to get started. It's a real privilege to coach at Hope and to compete in the MIAA.
Olivet, Kalamazoo, and Alma rounded out the survey in that order. Hope begins play at North Park on September 7th before hosting Milliken the following Saturday in the formal dedication of the newly named Ray and Sue Smith Stadium. All of the action will air on our FM station 92.7 The Van. Hope coach Dean Krebs will appear every Friday morning on 1450 WHTC with the Hope Sports Roundtable with Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince. The first week of the NFL preseason goes into full swing tonight with 6 games on the schedule. The defending champion Baltimore Ravens are on the road against the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay, while the Super Bowl runner-up 49ers host the Denver Broncos in San Francisco. Browns head coach Rob Gronkowski makes his debut as Cleveland welcomes the Rams back to their ancestral roots of 7 decades ago. Of course, the Rams represent St. Louis now, but they were originally from Cleveland. Chargers head coach Mike McCoy also dons that set for the first time as boss, as the Seattle Seahawks are in San Diego. The Washington Redskins will not have Robert Griffin III ready to play, meaning that Holland Christian's Kirk Cousins will start at quarterback as they open up in Nashville battling the Tennessee Titans. The Lions and Bears get their first game action tomorrow, with Detroit hosting the New York Jets at Ford Field and Chicago playing the Carolina Panthers in Charlotte. Howland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for a partly cloudy afternoon with a high of 81, mostly clear tonight, low 59. Some afternoon showers tomorrow, high 80, then a few clouds on Saturday, high 76. More sunshine on Sunday, high 78. Water temperature is 66, green flag is flying. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Howland's hometown station.